I'm not pulling out of my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another Drive to Work Coronavirus Edition. Okay, so I've been doing really fun interviews, and I have a fun one today. So I'd like to introduce Christine Sprinkle.
Hello, I'm Christine Sprinkle. You may have heard of me, unfortunately.
So okay, so we're going to walk through who is Christine Sprinkle and what has she done. That's you are the topic of today's podcast. So the question I've been asking everybody is to start with is, how did you first come to play Magic?
I first came to play Magic about a year before Scars of Mirrodin came out. It was just a bunch of cards, extra cards that my friend had. And he helped me throw together a Taysa Orzhov Scion deck, because he pretty much had just a bunch of the original Ravnica set. And it was a hot mess. I didn't understand quite how to use some of like the Orzhov Basilica and all that, but I thought you just tap and go. And yeah, that was a long time. And then I started drafting Scars of Mirrodin, which was really interesting because Mirrodin was just weird to learn a lot of Magic more in depth when, because it was all of a sudden there's Phyrexian mana and poison, and it was just, I was like, oh, this is very different from the taste of deck that I had. And then Cobb Blade came out and I was like, this is a terrible game for a second.
Oh no, Cobb Blade almost drove you from the game.
Yeah, because it was just like, oh, now these matches are super long. And but Scars of Mirrodin was also the reason I started cosplaying Magic, because my second draft ever, I pulled a Elspeth Tyrael card and I fell in love with her.
Okay, so if I'm correct, it was at Worlds in San Francisco. Do you know what year it was?
2011.
Okay, so the World Championship is being held in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So let's tell this story. What happened in that world?
Okay, so my friends who all played Magic, they were extremely excited about Worlds coming to an area near us. And they were like, oh, we're going to go. We got a hotel room. And I was like, oh, okay, this sounds just like, you know, the conventions that I go to, which were like anime and gaming conventions. And I was like, I'm going to make a costume because that's what I do at conventions. I dress up and I go for the weekend and have fun. And they were like, you shouldn't do that. That's not exactly what you do here. You just play Magic. Nobody will be dressed up. And I was like, no, no, it'll be fine. It'll be really fun. It'll be great. And I've never made an armor costume before, but I'm going to make this Elspeth chick and it's going to be great. And I spent the longest time on that costume. It was such a mess. It was so hard. My chainmail was just a sweater, like a knitted sweater that I had spray painted silver to make it look like chainmail, and I actually liked that, but it was so hot. And we went to Worlds, and I just remember walking up and there was this huge statue of Jace, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then I walked past him and like everybody was just staring like, what is this crazy chick doing here? And I was like, oh no. And nobody wanted to talk to me. Everybody seemed very afraid of me almost. And
for the record, I wasn't afraid of you.
No. And that was the thing though, was a man in a Magic the Gathering, you know, Wizards of the Coast shirt walks up, and my thought was, oh no, they're going to ask me to leave right now because I clearly do not belong here. And I think I believe that was you.
Okay, what did I say?
This is, it was something along the lines of, oh my God, this is amazing. And can I get, ask a few questions about what you're doing? And then my earring fell apart.
I also took a picture with you.
Yeah.
Because I made a comic out of it.
Yes. And I just remember being horrified because, part of my costume was literally, parts of my costume was literally just falling apart as I was walking. And, yeah, once you took a picture with me, it, broke the ice. Everybody saw, I wasn't going to eat them or something. Or I didn't even have the sword, so I didn't feel like I was that threatening, but.
Here's my memory of it. I'll give you my memory of the story is, so I'm at Worlds, I'm working at Worlds, and I see you come up, and it's immediately that you're dressed up as Elspeth, right? The costume was amazing. And I had been to Comic-Con many, many years. So, I mean, I'd seen cosplay. Yeah. There's tons of cosplay at Comic-Con. So I wasn't unfamiliar with cosplay. I hadn't seen a lot of magic cosplay. So I just thought that was awesome. So I was very excited.
Yeah, it was... Worlds was an amazing experience, though. Like, I met a ton of people. And like I said, once you took a picture, a ton of people started asking for pictures. And I remember one of them was... just this really tall guy in a nice like jacket suit, and I took a picture with him. And then when I walked back to my friends, they were like, "Oh my god, do you know who you just took a picture with?" And I was like, "No, I have absolutely no idea, because I'm not into like, I'm just casually playing Magic. I'm just drafting and making knight decks and stuff right now with the Scars of Mirrodin." And they're like, "Oh, it was Brian Kibler. It was the Elspeth guy." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And so when I found the picture online, I actually posted it and said, "I got a picture with that Elspeth guy," and that was it. Because I couldn't remember his name. So for a while, there was just a picture of me and Brian Kibler, and I was like, "Oh, I got a picture with that Elspeth guy."
So I want to back up for a second before we get into your magic cosplaying. Yeah. How did you get into cosplaying? How did that start? How did you become a cosplayer?
Way back in high school, I was one of those people that was obsessed with anime, and I really wanted to be a character from Sailor Moon, and I went to a thrift store and got a lot of very mismatchy pieces that kind of looked like one of the characters, and threw it together. Back then, there was no, like, wigs or anything. You couldn't buy costumes. It was cosplay was extremely new. And that was, like, in 2004, I believe. And okay. I went trick-or-treating that year, actually, as a Sailor Moon character. And then the next year, me and a couple of friends went to our first convention. And I haven't stopped since.
Okay, so you got into cosplaying. So... okay, so you come to San Francisco, you do the first magic cosplay that I remember. I mean, there's sure other cosplays going, but that's the one that, like, I just in my mind, when I think back, like, the first time I really remember somebody cosplaying, and I remember you. That's who I remember.
Yeah.
So what was the next step? What happened after San Francisco?
I was like, this was a lot of fun. I should try and make another character. Magic is very hard to make cosplay for because you just have these tiny little pictures. Like, the planeswalkers are a little bit better. They get, you know, more like space, like more art of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you hardly ever see like the backs of like a lot of the characters. So magic is like, it's great. And then it's like kind of hard at the same time because you just get to fill in the spaces with your own creativity. And, so I was like, I'm going to make a few more, and I'm going to start going to these GPs with my friends, and which was really, I just met so many people. I just started meeting so many people. It was so much fun, and I just kept on going to these GPs, and then you guys threw the Ignite Your Spark contest.
Okay, well, tell people, what was that?
So the Ignite Your Spark contest was a, like, photo and caption contest, and it was pretty much, you know, you dress up as a planeswalker, and it was like, why would you, like, you were auditioning to be that planeswalker pretty much, and it was just like, mm-hmm. Why would you, you know, make, you know, the best Elspeth or a Johnny or Nisa and all that. So I did a whole photo shoot. I rebuilt like a ton of pieces on my Elspeth, and I did a huge photo shoot with a friend from school. And I entered, and I won the fan favorite somehow. So
what was it? What product was it? Do you remember what product it was tied to?
Oh yeah, the first place winner, she got a round trip to any of the PAX. She or he. I think it was a girl. Okay. I don't remember now. I'm pretty positive it was because it was mostly girls that entered. But entered and you got a round trip to any of the packs, like Australia, PAX East.
That's cool.
And the fan favorite got a Alienware laptop, which was huge because I didn't have a computer. So it was cool. Like a huge thing for me.
Okay, so what's the gap between you show up at Worlds and Ignite Your Spark? How long, what was the gap between that?
2 years, I think.
And so in the meantime, you're just dressing up as different characters and going to GPs mostly, yeah. Right? Yes. So was everyone a unique character? Did you reuse characters? How are you doing that?
Mostly it was like I didn't have a huge array of costumes for Magic at the time, so it was just a lot of repetitive. Elspeth got a huge track run. She was at the beginning. I wore her pretty much every GP at least one day.
And what were other early characters you did?
I did Liliana. Also her, because soon after that it was her. I just blanked on the name. That was so funny.
You're talking Innistrad?
Yeah, like Innistrad came out, so her new look came out, and I was like, oh, I like that one. I made that, and then I made Eternal Witness because I used that card a lot for a while, and okay. I just loved the art on that, and I wanted to try and make a more, even though she's not an elf, more elf-looking creature, and then I can't remember I did a couple more. And I can't remember exactly the timeline because it was just, that was a while ago now.
Okay. So let's get back to so Ignite Your Spark, you do the fan favorite. So what's the gap between that and you starting to work with Wizards? Because I know you start doing some stuff with us.
Yeah, because soon the first Theros was coming out. And I get a random email from a Wizards of the Coast employee and they said, would you be interested in going to a pro tour? And I was like, I guess I'm not. I've never been, and I don't play Magic at that level or anything. They're like, yeah, we would love to have you there as Elspeth, and that one was in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was like one of my first. That was my first time like over in Europe and stuff, and it was a super long flight. I was so nervous because I wasn't sure if my costumes would make it, if one of my suitcases didn't make it. I was like, what's the point of me being there with no costumes? It was absolutely nerve-wracking.
Yeah. So did you play more than just Elspeth?
I brought Elspeth. I think I brought Liliana. I'm not sure if I brought Liliana that one. And who else did I bring? I brought somebody else.
Yeah, let's talk about the event though. So you go to the event. What happens at the event?
I go to the event and, oh my gosh, that was so cool. The way that like Pro Tours are set up, it's very different. There was just a lot of, I actually had like a little schedule of just like, I had to be here at a certain time, did different interviews for the, broadcast photo ops with all the pros, and then it was just a lot of talking and taking photos and stand here, now stand over here. And then just what's your favorite, Elspeth, what are we going to expect for you on Theros? And I'm like, I have no idea. I'm going to be a knight and kill things, but
I'm killing a Hydra. Okay. So we get you for Theros. That's the first time. And then,
yes.
If I remember correctly, it comes an endless number of things, right?
Yeah. And then it just tumbled from there, which I just never expected. It was just, I was just trying to, that's what I did. I just cosplayed. I cosplayed with my friends and stuff. I never expected or never wanted cosplay to turn into anything like professional or get paid to do it kind of thing. It was just, I just want to make stuff. And magic was really, like I said, really fun to make stuff from, because it was, you know, you get some references and then it was just fill in the blank kind of cosplay. So it was really easy for me to just kind of do whatever I felt like. But with this character, like I got asked all the time, like, what Liliana are you doing specifically? Like, what card? And it was like, well, I took references from every, you know, all of her cards. Like, all the artists kind of do it a little different. And I just took little bits and pieces from whatever card I liked and then filled in the blanks where I couldn't find a piece. And that was my Liliana. And I think that's why I like a lot of magic cosplay, because you get to see the different versions of how people do that character. Like, if you see my Nisa and then you see Nisa cosplays Nisa, it's, they're similar, but you see what like little pieces we liked and took from. And I like that a lot.
Okay. So I want to talk real quickly about some of the more famous characters I know you've played. Mm-hmm. We talked a little about Elsbeth. I know, who's your favorite to play?
Oh, that's hard.
What's your top three? I don't know.
Okay. Top three is definitely, Elsbeth, Liliana, and Chandra.
Okay. Well, let's talk about each of those. So, Which one do we want to talk about first?
We can talk about Chandra, because she's like everybody's favorite.
Okay. Well, what's it like cosplaying Chandra?
I get to be very sassy. And, but that, like, that one's probably the easiest for me, because it's just very me, I guess. I don't know. Like, Chandra's just like the easiest. I feel the most comfortable. I don't feel like I have to change a whole lot for her. It's just be that sassy, fiery redhead, and I kind of just do what I want.
Oh, and we should stress something that maybe people don't realize is, not only do you dress up like the character, but then you're in character when you dress up like the character.
Yeah, like at events, like you can see when I drop it. Every once in a while, I drop it. But yeah, for the most part, at like wizard events specifically, I'm trying to be that character. I'm not Christine. I'm trying to be Chandra at that little moment.
Yeah, it's always fun when I see you at events, because you're usually sort of in your character, and I love interacting with you in whatever character you're playing. That's always fun for me. Like when you're playing, you know, Liliana, you're always a little more, you know, making, you know, being a little more, I don't know, the vibe is different.
All the time, yeah. Like most of the time, if people come up to me as Liliana, if they're wearing like a blue mana shirt or something, and they ask for a picture, I go, I don't know if I can be seen in pictures with that shirt. That's not really part of my brand. You know, I don't really go for that. And then I've even said just straight up no, just as like a joke for some people if they have like a Jace shirt on or
yeah,
something. In Elspeth pictures, I almost never smile, because she doesn't ever really smile. And people go, why, you know, can you smile? And I'm like, what is there to smile about? Like,
yes. Life is endless problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about that Chandra is a costume of Chandra. Was that hard to make?
Yeah, so the first one, because I've made a couple of her now, but like the two main armor ones that I had, they were both pretty hard. It's weird. She has a bunch of tubes that kind of lead to nowhere, but just sticking out. And a lot of fantasy armor, it just like somehow it's just on your body, just like either magically floating on your shoulders or it's skin tight, but it moves effortlessly, you know, with your body. So hers was kind of hard. The chainmail's the pain. Mm-hmm. It gets heavy, even though I have like a aluminum chainmail shirt. After 8 hours of wearing it, that 5 pound shirt feels like it's a million pounds. So you like, there's a couple of photos and it's funny, you can just see where my shoulders are just slowly like wilting.
Yeah.
As the day goes on, and I'm not even like conscious about it. The Kaladesh one was really hard, because I had a very short time to make it. I had about 2 weeks to make that one, because weren't sure exactly what we were going to do for the PAX Kaladesh. and how we were going to introduce Chandra. They were like, at first they just wanted regular Chandra, and then they wanted her new art costume. So that was like, okay, I need to get this out. And it was just 2 weeks of me trying to figure out that costume, and I messed up on a couple of pieces. I started crying, and then
So let's talk about this a little bit. So cosplaying, something that a lot of people don't realize is some of it is finding things and some of it is making things, right?
Yeah. So there's some people who say like cosplay, it's just you make everything. That's if you're very hardcore and you don't have to. I'm a huge advocate of, because like when I started cosplay, like I said, it was a long time ago and you couldn't buy things. Like there wasn't even wigs at the time, except like around Halloween time. That was the only time you could get wigs. So back then everybody was just used to kind of piecing it together, just, you know, grabbing random things and trying to just alter them into it. So that's what I'm used to. And Chandra was, I made most of it, like all of the armor, the chainmail I got off of Etsy because I can't make chainmail. And like, you know, I just bought some pants off of Amazon and all that. And I just made the rest out of foam and a thermoplastic, which is a heat activated plastic called Warbla, and a lot of hot glue and tears.
Okay. So we talked about, Chandra. Let's move to Liliana. How hard is it to play Liliana? How hard is it to make her costume?
So the first one I made was, it was so hard. The Steve Argyle one, especially because the corset, it's like such a weird corset. It doesn't quite do what a corset's supposed to do. Like it doesn't work in real life, really. It's just very awkward. And I remember actually meeting Steve for the first time at the first GP Las Vegas. And I actually walked up to him as Liliana and I was like, this was the one of the hardest costumes I've ever had to sew, and I hated it. And he was like, I'm sorry. But I pretty much just sat there and ragged on him for a second, just like venting my frustrations of how hard that Liliana costume was. But she's really fun to play. And that's like the one I feel like I can get away with just saying a few, not like mean things, but way, way sassier. I'm pushing the limit of the Wizards Hasbro PG thing as much as possible, just because I feel that's what Liliana would do. She would just try and push her limits as much as possible.
She is a boundary pusher. And then what's it like playing Elspeth?
Elspeth, that's the one that's the best one. I'm tired because she's so stoic. I feel like that's Elspeth. She's just tired of everything. Like I say, I try to hardly ever smile in that costume because there's like no pictures of her ever smiling.
Yeah, I don't know if she smiles. I don't.
Yeah, she's not a very happy character, unfortunately. She's very stoic. I love having a giant sword and then the giant sword on a stick later on. Mm-hmm. That was like my favorite part, was just having this huge sword to just hold. But she was like, she's just the hottest though. Armor wise,
the costume is the hottest.
Yes. Like I just, everything with her, she is always the warmest costume I have to wear. But I don't know. She's one of my all time favorites. There's just something special I have with her now. I don't know I can't quite put it into words, but
you always remember your first magic cosplay.
Yeah, that kind of thing. She's very special to me.
One other one, just because you brought it up, I'm curious, and I've seen you play a bunch of times, is Nissa. What's it like to play Nissa?
Nissa's really fun. She's such a polarizing character, especially because like her character was very different there for a while at first, and then she kind of had a reawakening or a redesign pretty much of just how her character interacted with a lot of other, you know, planeswalkers and stuff. Mm-hmm. She was quite snooty at first and kind of haughty and rude. And then she went to, I wouldn't say hippie, but kind of more hippie-ish, the hippie elf.
Yeah.
And so she was really, really fun to play because it's just, you just be an elf. And elves are just so, it's relaxing almost. You're just very going with the flow. And one of my coldest costumes, though, I will have to say.
And she requires makeup, right?
A lot. And, oh, and I have for, because I did the World Waker version mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of body paint and face paint. And then I got the giant sclera contact lenses, they're called, where it covers mm-hmm. your entire eye green.
Mm-hmm.
And those are intense to put in if you've never... They're like putting in contacts, but like even harder.
Mm-hmm.
You have to basically pull your top eyelid up, shove the contact up under that, pull your bottom lid down, and then pull it down so it's completely in your eye.
Wow.
And there's actually like a warning on it to not wear it over like 5 hours just because your eyes aren't getting as much oxygen. You have to use a lot of eye drops to keep it moisturized.
Yeah.
And then usually the next day, I like... No matter what, my eyes are red and I look like I haven't slept and it's just the contacts.
Okay, so one other thing I want to talk about, because we have not too much time left, is
yeah.
one of the things that I found really interesting is we go back to, you know, 2011, you know, to Worlds, you show up, mm-hmm. to now, when you showed up in costume, that was not a thing you saw at Magic events. It was very Never. Rare to see Magic events. Now... You see cosplay at every Magic event. So what, talk a little bit about that transition, the seeing the transition from cosplay not being a thing to being a thing.
Yeah, it's weird because like now I have like this, people keep on calling me like the godmother. I feel like a gangster now. It's just the godmother of Magic cosplay. But it's really amazing. Honestly, I wish I had that. Like, I wish that it was like that in the beginning for me, because now there's such a support system for the cosplayers. It's because I do have to say, when I first, like when pictures started popping up online of me as Elspeth, it was really positive, but there's also, you know, there's always the negative that's with it. And I've pretty much had to like kind of deal with it alone because there's nobody really else that was doing what I was doing. There was no like support system of other cosplayers, you know, understanding what, you know, we do and all that. So I have to say it's really, I don't know, because I've had a lot of people come up and say, you inspired me to do this costume. And it's, I don't, and it's weirdly like inspiring to me to see just so many more people cosplaying. Cause it's just, all it is just a self-expression of just the love of the game and the character. So it just, it gives me like fuzzy feelings. I don't know. I feel just, and I just want to say I'm so sorry to all the cosplayers that now you have to spend money on Magic cards and Magic cosplays.
So before we wrap up, what do you have to say to somebody out there that's never done cosplay but is interested in the idea?
So you don't have to make it. It's totally okay if you didn't make your costume. Nobody actually cares except the really mean, snooty people. Do whatever makes you happy. Especially choose a character that resonates with you, because you'll go that extra mile, especially when you're wearing it and making it, to just really bring out that character. And the biggest thing is just have fun. Don't take it serious. Like, we're just playing dress up. It's really not that serious. Just have fun. That's all it is. That's like what magic is. Just have fun.
Well, I am almost to my desk, so we need to wrap up. But is there any final thoughts you have before we wrap up for the day?
I don't know.
I mean, it's... Let me say something and you can respond. Is
yeah.
One of the things that I've enjoyed with my interaction with you, and you and I have interacted a lot over the years, yes. is... it's always a joy to see you cosplaying. Like the, I mean, not only are you very good at it, but you clearly enjoy it.
Yes.
And so it is, it always brightens my day when I get to see you doing cosplay. So like I've really, really enjoyed, as much interaction as I've had with you, I've just, you've always been like a ray of sunshine for me. So I enjoy that.
I'm getting all emotional. oh God. Yeah, honestly, that's the biggest thing. I feel like there's people out there who think I have like some weird ulterior motive of just like, I'm doing cosplay for some weird reason. And it's just, I literally just want to make something or try and make it like these weird fantasy things. I want to just try and make it in real life and then just go and have fun with people. I'm not there for the hardcore magic part. I'm there for the gathering part. And I'm just trying to make that gathering part all the more fun. That's it. And I'm glad, like, it gets across, you know? Like, it makes me super happy if, like, you have no idea. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, when I have a little kid come up to me, and I've had so many at events come up to me and go, oh, my God, Liliana, you're my favorite. And just being able to sit there as Liliana and interact with, like, a little kid or a new player, it sounds so corny, but it is the best feeling ever. It's undescribable. You get this connection like no other, and that's why I do it. I just want to make stuff and do that, just have fun and make people happy and smile.
Okay, well that's a great place to end. That's a great sentiment, and I hope everybody out there who is thinking of like who sort of kind of wants to cosplay but somehow is afraid or feels that it won't be something that can be a positive experience, I'm hoping your podcast today says go do it. Go dress
do
up.
It. Yes,
it's
do
fun.
It. No matter
enjoy.
What size, shape, or color you are, just do it. It's fun. That's all it is. Have fun.
So anyway, guys, I'm arriving at my desk. So we have to wrap up the show here. And when I get at my desk, we all know what that means. It means it's the end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. But I want to thank you, Christine, for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And to all you, I will see you next time. Bye-bye.